The Center for Media and Democracy, or CMD, published an expose of the American Legislative Exchange Council, also known as ALEC, this week. ALEC is an organization that brings together corporations and conservative state lawmakers with the stated purpose to conduct a policymaking program. In order to move their national agenda forward, ALEC pushes legislation state by state. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is an alumnus of ALEC, where he participated in developing model bills as a state legislator. Many of Walker's political lieutenants are actively involved with ALEC and have pushed a slew of bills through the Wisconsin legislature. CMD has done a detailed analysis of ALEC model bills in Wisconsin. The organization also released to the public over 800 of ALEC's model bills, which span all aspects of government. Some of ALEC's handiwork can be seen in the recent spate of nearly identical bills introduced in several states that would prevent the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, from regulating carbon. ALEC is also one of the leading agencies in the privatization of education through their support of charter school legislation. The American Legislative Exchange Council, which is mostly funded by corporations, gives those same corporations access to state legislators in order to craft legislation. The relationship that ALEC fosters between state legislators and corporations is now the subject of public scrutiny. Joining me on the phone to tell us more about it is Mary Botari. She is the director of the Center for Media and Democracy's Real Economy Project and the editor of BanksterUSA.org. Welcome to Uprising, Mary.
Thank you so much, Sonali.
Thanks so much for joining us. So the American Legislative Exchange Council may be an agency that very few people have ever heard of. How long has it been around? And, you know, what specifically are the dynamics between people who serve office and corporations and corporate executives?
Oh, that's a very good question. It's been around since the 70s. It was founded by right-wing political apparatchik Paul Weyrich and some of his friends at the same time that they were founding the Heritage Foundation and the Moral Majority, and the entire right wing mobilized to push back against all the good legislation, the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, all the good legislation that was coming out of the 60s and the 70s. ALEC's piece of the puzzle here is that ALEC is the funnel for state-based legislation. So you take all those right-wing ideas about shrinking government so that it's small enough to drown in a bathtub and doing all that stuff, and it packages model bills for legislators to get out in each state house.
So that enables conservatives to basically have what seems like a unified strategy state by state. And, you know, we see things like attacks on immigrants. We see things like attacks on workers, and they're happening more at the state level. Is that the sort of thing we can attribute to ALEC?
Right. Remember in 2010, there was a huge sweep of Republican state houses. So there were 21 Republican houses that Republicans now control both houses of the legislature and the governorship. We call those trifecta states. There are more state Republican legislators in state office today than at any time since 1928. So this is a big sweep. So this is a shining moment for ALEC now to start popping out all its legislation, and we've been seeing it in state to state to state. So for instance, since we put up the ALEC Exposed archive at alecexposed.org last week, reporters in New Hampshire have figured out that the New Hampshire Right to Work bill is verbatim an ALEC bill. Folks here in Wisconsin have found out that a big tax break for big tobacco is verbatim a ALEC bill. So this is what we are trying to do by putting this legislation out there. We hope that some of your listeners will try and figure out who the ALEC California state legislators are and what, if any, ALEC bills might be moving in your state and in your area. And I just wanted to, you asked me about the process. I just want to say a note about the process. They get together at these big swank hotels a couple times a year, and corporations, major corporations like Coca-Cola, Kraft, Walmart, UPS, AT&T, go behind closed doors with these legislators. They sit on task forces, and they vote to approve these model bills. So before they're ever introduced in your own state house, a corporation has voted to send this bill out of committee and on to and off to these state houses. It's a very corrupting and corruptive process.
So just to kind of reiterate, because it might sound a little confusing, the American Legislative Exchange Council, an organization that's been around since the 70s, has been putting out through a collaboration between conservative lawmakers and corporate executives who share a common agenda, putting out cookie cutter bills that would erode things like workers' rights and reduce taxes, things that benefit really wealthy people and corporations. And now where they have Republican controlled legislatures and states, they're able to roll these out en masse and progressives don't know what hit them.
That's right. Progressives are a little busy. So some of the older things on the ALEC agenda, for instance, they were the backbone of the school choice movement, or what we like to call the school voucher movement.
Right.
And it was first introduced here in Wisconsin by our Governor Tommy Thompson. Well, we now know that this was ALEC, sort of an ALEC plan, that he was working with ALEC for years and years. Today, they're still working on on promoting the school choice agenda, whose end game is a complete privatization of public schools. They think that public schools should be run by corporations. They don't think they should be run by the government. We're seeing right-to-work bills come out of them. We're seeing paycheck protection bills come out of them. In Wisconsin, part of Scott Walker's big collective bargaining bill here was to ban the state and cities and municipalities from withholding union dues and then sending those dues off to the unions themselves. That part of the bill is an ALEC bill. We're also seeing the Arizona immigration bill that's spreading from state to state is an ALEC bill. And also the one that we've seen most of is this voter ID, the photo voter act that we've seen in many, many states now is an ALEC model bill.
So a lot of these bills that we've covered on our own program.
That's exactly right.
But have not made the connection with ALEC before. How did these bills come to light? How did this expose happen?
A whistleblower approached the Center for Media and Democracy and also The Nation magazine. And so we co-published this week. The Center for Media and Democracy does a lot of web work, as you know. We're the publishers of SourceWatch.org, PRWatch.org, and now ALEC Exposed.org. And The Nation also has five very thorough articles covering topics like school choice, covering topics like their health care agenda, the role of the Koch brothers in ALEC, ALEC's attack on democracy, and ALEC and labor rights. So those are all up on The Nation website and in the cover story of The Nation edition on your newsstands today.
Well, let's talk about the connection with the Koch brothers. That they have been exposed over the past couple of years in particular for having their hands in so many of these very destructive bills. What's their connection with ALEC?
Well, the Koch brothers have long loved ALEC, and they've been a supporter of ALEC for a long time. They have a foundation. Actually, they have multiple sort of foundations that they work with. The Charles G. Koch Foundation is one of them. And over the years, we estimate that they've given over $1 million to ALEC. The Koch brothers sit on ALEC's corporate board, or Koch Industries, I should say, has a representative on ALEC's corporate board. And so they really have a role in sort of guiding the organization and approving all of the bills that are passed. One of the agenda items that they have probably worked on is ALEC's entire array of tort reform bills, which make it harder for injured Americans to sue if they or their children are injured or killed by dangerous products or services. So there's a lot to ALEC's agenda that would interest the Kochs. And there is a story up on The Nation in more detail about the Koch brothers' role in ALEC.
Well, this sort of action between and the sort of coordination and close coordination between conservative lawmakers and corporate executives and corporations, allowing corporations to literally write the laws that these lawmakers push, it may be unethical to us, it may be extremely disturbing, but is it illegal?
Well, that's a good question. When legislators go behind closed doors with lobbyists, We think that this is something that many state ethics codes would have concerns about. Maybe they shouldn't be using public money to take these kinds of trips. Maybe they should be paying out of their own pocket. When they go to ALEC meetings, they get a lot of perks: golf games, parties, daycare.
Bribes.
ALEC spent $250,000 on daycare two years ago. And so, you know, I think state by state that needs to be looked into. Also, ALEC is a 501c3 organization.
Wow.
Perhaps this should be Common Cause is out this week with a complaint to the IRS, asking the IRS to take a look at that and seeing if it should be a 501c4, not a tax-exempt organization.
Right, because if you're
so
tax-exempt,
seems to be going on.
Right, you can't do lobbying with, you know, with more than a certain small percentage of your budget. You cannot be lobbying one way or another generally. Let's talk about the amount of information. There's a lot of information that you've put together on alecexposed.com. There's been a specific analysis on Wisconsin, where you're based, and Wisconsin being the focus of the anti-worker bill that was released earlier this year. That certainly makes sense. But how do you hope for the general public to use this website?
You're right. I'm glad you pointed it out. There is a lot of information. So if you go on there, you'll find a list of ALEC politicians. You'll find a list of ALEC corporations. You'll find a list of ALEC funders. You'll find various articles, like one in Wisconsin. Well, the article we did in Wisconsin tracking about 20 ALEC bills is what needs to be done in every state. And we hope that folks in California will take a look at some of this information to see if any of it is moving in California, to see if it's moving in other neighboring states. You know, California has a strong Democratic tradition and a Democratic governor, so they may not be popping a lot of these bills there. But Joel Anderson, California Senator Joel Anderson, is your ALEC representative, and somebody needs to take a hard look at his bills that he's been introducing and his agenda.
So
we hope that will happen from state to state, and we hope people will come to our website and add the information they find and help us Facebook it and tweet it and get the information out there at hashtag ALEC Exposed.
Now, alecexposed.org, again, is the website. Some of this and the approach that your organization is taking with The Nation magazine is reminiscent of how WikiLeaks has been disseminating information and relying on other journalists and citizen journalists to do the analysis, because there is so much material here. People can go to alecexposed.org, alecexposed.org, and literally download zip files of PDF files of documents that show in detail some of these, all of these bills that ALEC has been working on. Is that the kind of thing that you're hoping will happen, that this raw material will spawn a lot of extra journalism and analysis?
That's right. And, you know, the internet world, we like to call it crowdsourcing.
Mm-hmm.
These are 800 bills that, you know, we may get more still, and we need help looking at all these bills. An accountant told me the other day, bumped into me on the street and told me the other day she found this killer accounting bill in there that would allow accountants to declare an actuarial emergency and change the way the pension fund is funded. And I didn't know anything about this, and I'm very fascinated now to follow up on that notion of an actuarial emergency. I'm sure it results at the end of the day in the privatization of public pension funds.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of help and analysis we need.
So this is also the kind of thing one can imagine that progressives, when they see a bill making its way through their state legislatures that is destructive of the environment, workers' rights, immigrant rights, etc., might be able to look up on the ALEC Exposed website, see if that bill is a model, a version, or an exact copy of something that has been put out there, and then use that to discredit that effort, because you can say, hey, this is a bill that was written by corporations and is being pushed through by conservatives state by state, funded by billionaires, etc.
That's exactly right. Hmm. And also our action up at alecexposed.org, it's asked you to take action to dump Alec. And what we've decided to focus on is we've decided to focus on those mainstream companies who probably don't like to have their name associated with this kind of organization. I mean, what is Coca-Cola doing in an organization that is disenfranchising college students? Hmm. Here in Wisconsin, our voter ID bill specifically attacks college students and makes it harder for them to vote. What is Walmart doing in bed with a corporate with an
Mary?
That's trying to privatize Medicare and Medicaid. It's nutty.
Well, Mary Batari, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We link to alecexposed.org from our website, uprisingradio.org, later today, and also send it out to our mailing list. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mary Batari is the director of the Center for Media and Democracy's Real Economy Project. She's also the editor of BanksterUSA.org and has been deeply involved with the AlecExposed.org website. Alec stands for the American Legislative Exchange Council. Again, AlecExposed.org is the website.